escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
So happy Friday, everybody. You know, I love the weather today compared to the weather we had on Tuesday. Sue, was that not some scary weather that we had blowing
Tuesday.
In?
Tuesday. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sideways rain again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I mean, we were sitting here watching it, and I saw some stuff on the radar, and Sue kind of tracked it all the way in. And you saw it further out west, and you're like, it was beautiful here. We thought downtown was fantastic. And then it all kind of rolled through. And by the way, a friend of mine, because we talked to Matt Pauly, and he was down at the stadium. And I made a comment about, what are you seeing with the weather there at the stadium? And Ethan made fun of me because he said, he's only four blocks away. And I said,
yes, that's
I said, yeah, but he's actually in it and he's right there so he can see this. I'm in a studio looking through a little window. And a friend of mine said, I thought your point to Ethan was very well taken. And I appreciate the fact of where you were going with that. So stick that in your pipe and smoke it, young man.
He does have a little bit more sky, I guess, if he's looking at the ballpark, but see, I have the knowledge of where he does those interviews from, and it's in a studio in the basement of the ballpark.
All right, so I didn't know that part.
If he was doing it from there.
But I'm thinking he went down there, he was just in this.
Yeah, weatherman for all we know. He could have been gazing the skies and saying, all right, Mike Elam, this is what we got here today.
I remember years ago, I was down there. This was before they built Ballpark Village. It was all knocked down, and they had all the dirt and everything there. And we were down for the kids to play. They did a little league, like walk-through, walk-around the field type thing. And we were sitting up in the 400, so way up top, right down first baseline, looking at that. And then you started seeing the wind start whipping up, and I'm like, wow, this looks like the weather could start getting bad. And you looked out west, and it started rolling in and rolling in. And then it hit, and that was a microburst that we had that hit downtown. This had to be 20 years ago, almost, of when it hit. But it was really scary when you're in the ball field or in the ballpark, and they had those big, like, hot dog carts and stuff that went flying across the concourse, where if that thing hit you, you were done. And I was just thinking about that, and that's what I thought Matt Pauly was seeing when I was talking to him about the storm. But nonetheless, big storm. Trump went down to Texas, speaking about that, and doing the tour and kind of looking at everything that's going on and seeing the aftermath, and just wanted to play some of the things that he saw. So this is after doing the tour and him talking with reporters.
We just were making a little tour of the area. It's hard to believe the devastation. Trees that are 100 years old just ripped out of the ground. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this. This is a bad one. We just visited with incredible families that, I mean, look, they've been devastated. They lost their child or two children. And
Just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster, and that's what happened. But the First Lady and I are here in Texas to express the love and support and the anguish of our entire nation in the aftermath of this really horrific and deadly flood. Nobody has any idea how and why a thing like this could happen.
So my wife Jennifer and I were talking about this last night and seeing some reports and just talking about the fact of, as a parent, how do you deal with this? Like, you sent your kids to camp, and I went to camp every summer, and I guarantee you my parents didn't think twice about my safety, of what was going on, because they're like, they're in a good environment. They've got good people watching over them. People have been doing this for decades. I feel very comfortable about where my kids are. And then for this to roll through and your kids to be swept away, and for some of them, they still haven't found them. I can't imagine what these parents are going through. But this is what President Trump had to say about Camp Mystic.
They were there because they loved God. And as we grieve this unthinkable tragedy, we take comfort in the knowledge that God has welcomed those little beautiful girls into his comforting arms in heaven. And we believe that, have to believe that, and we do. And we lost some wonderful people beyond the little girls. We lost some very brave men and women that tried to save the girls. As our nation, we mourn for every single life that was swept away in the flood, and we pray for the families that are left behind. It's amazing, the incredible spirit from those families. I don't know. I don't even know how they do it.
One of the stories that I saw in talking with a little girl who survived, and she was talking about, this is just like wisdom beyond your years. She talked about, she put her name tag on when she saw the water start to come up, and her thought process was, this kind of gets me, so I'll tear up on this one. But she talked about the fact that if she was found, she wanted that on her so they knew who she was. I'm just like, wow, that kills me. Like, that just eats me. I can't imagine what that would be like. But what a presence of mind. What a wisdom for that little girl to do that and be able to do it. So this was Melania's comments after doing the trip.
My deepest sympathy to all of the parents who lost beautiful young souls. Deepest sympathy from all of us to the community, to everybody who lost a loved one. We are grieving with you. Our nation is grieving with you. We just met with the wonderful families. We pray with them. We hug. We hold hands. They share the stories. And I met beautiful young ladies. They gave me this special bracelet from the camp in honor of all of the little girls that they lost their lives. So we are here to honor them and also to give the support, help, and I will be back. I promise to them, and I just pray for them and giving them my strength and love.
So I appreciate the fact that the president, especially the first lady being there and just talking with his families, and I'm sure the families appreciate the time. And like Tim was talking about, when a president comes down, it does take resources away. So I appreciate the fact that he waited before he went down. So what was needed to be done at the beginning was the resources were there and able to take care of that. So just wanted to share some comments that President Trump had while he was there in Texas today and kind of give you a little look-see of what things are like down on the ground and doing that. We've got Sue's News coming up on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on a Friday. Hope your day is going well. Thanks for making 97.1 FM a little part of it. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. So I told you I love filling in on the Mark Reardon Show on Friday. Couple of different reasons. One, you have the round table, which is always fun. Two, I get to see Jane Duker. Try again.
Try again. Aww. Yes, that's very sweet. Aw.
Well, I haven't seen you in a long time.
I know. How was that possible?
I don't know. I don't get asked to be on the round table anymore. You know?
Well, once you get to the host realm.
I didn't mean anything by that, Fred. I was just saying it.
Fred's
the first thing
like,
that came to mind.
No.
He's like, Fred's like, what an A? No. And I'm just, but it's one of those kind of things where Friday, there's so much going on. And I talked about this on Tuesday, and I say it every time I'm here. There are a couple of things that I love about this show. One is Sue's News that we are getting ready to do. Yes. Two is Paul Hall is here on Fridays. And I always love that because I have no life, so I'm always looking for something to binge. So Paul's coming up a little bit later on this hour, and then we'll talk a little sports with Frank Cusimano. But in the meantime, my favorite part, here's Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
We've been into Wimbledon a little bit this time. Jane, my brother and sister-in-law went and sat at center court for the quarterfinals, and they were sending me photos, and so we all got into it, even though none of us was there.
Wasn't Representative Steve Butts there as well?
Yes, he was.
I'm so jealous.
Yes, he was.
I saw his pictures.
We were
going to
talk about that today. But Fred pulled this because we have an American in the finals. Now, this is the final point from the ladies just getting to the finals. Let's listen to it. Come on. I'm rooting for it.
That's it. Amanda Edisonova has done it. Her sweetest win.
Anna Samova is American. So you listen to that name and you think, wait, what? What'd she say?
But from New Jersey.
From New Jersey.
Yeah.
So we can watch her tomorrow in the finals. It's great.
She was so excited. Her whole reaction just stopped as soon as she realized and covered her mouth. And she was like, oh my gosh.
It's just joy.
It is just joy. Okay, on this day in history, 56 years ago in 1969, David Bowie released his classic Space Oddity, and we have that, of course. But here's what I didn't know. By the way, this song freaked me out as a kid. I was like,
I don't know.
Did it freak you out?
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it was scary. Because I thought, what's he doing up there? Is he by himself? I didn't like it. But here's what I didn't realize. I had not done the math on this. He released this 9 days before the moon landing.
No way.
Yeah. So the whole point of this was because of the upcoming moon landing. And I never knew that. So that puts kind of a new spin on it.
Oh, I'm sure the astronauts' families were so happy about that.
Mike, right?
Like, whoa, does that mean my husband just got lost in space?
Oh, my gosh.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
1969.
Now, of course, the dates have been out there. We could all do the math, but it never occurred to me. Fred, did you know this?
No, I didn't know. No.
If anybody would have known, it would have been
I started to say, that
exactly.
Actually surprises me that Fred didn't know.
I know. Fred knows a lot. Okay, and then 38 years ago, just because it was amazing to watch, in 1987, remember Bo Jackson of the Kansas City Royals became a two-sport star?
Yep.
Loved it.
He signed with the L.A. Raiders. He was an all-star in both sports. It was just nuts to watch.
I think he is underrated as far as being the amazing athlete that he was. I've seen a few documentaries on him, and he's an astounding athlete.
Yes.
He's an astounding human being.
I used to laugh when he would strike out. He would take his bat and just snap it.
Yeah.
And
like
I'm like,
a twig.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't think about how much pressure it takes to snap a bat like he did, because he didn't do it down at the little skinny part. Like, he would snap it right in the half.
He did it over his batting helmet.
There's a video
of him doing it over his helmet. You'll never see another athlete, multi-sport athlete, like Bo Jackson.
It was
ever again.
Jane,
Jordan
I've seen
didn't do it.
Some of the no, Dang. He couldn't do it.
Deion Sanders was really the last
Deion
one.
Deion was the closest.
Had some success, but he wasn't even Bo.
Wasn't Brian Jordan one?
Oh. Yes,
did he
Brian
do it
Jordan
at the same
was
time?
Also.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the key.
He
I don't
and
know.
Deion,
I not remember
or he and Bo.
Nike did the Bo Nose ad campaign, which I also
Those
really
were
enjoyed.
Awesome. Yeah.
But by 1992, he was done. Well, he had an injury. I mean,
that's what
imagine
was the, worst.
The pressure.
It was a hip injury, right?
Yeah, it
I
was.
Think that he
yes.
had. Yeah,
it was.
because you just wonder how amazing his career would have continued.
Oh my gosh, watching that guy when he was playing football and how he would just hit an extra gear and run away from everybody.
Oh.
And that's big.
Yeah, it's just fun to watch. And there are documentaries out on it, as Jane 30 mentioned.
30 for 30.
30 for 30 is 30 amazing. 30 one
is awesome. Don't Know Bo? Is that what it
don't
is?
Know Bo.
Don't Know Bo.
I don't remember.
I think that's right.
And then on this day in history, it's been 17 years ago, in 2008, when Apple released the iPhone 3G.
Oh, my Lord. Mine feels like a 3G.
Right? Okay. It had 16 gigabytes of storage, a 3.5-inch screen, and weighed 4.7 ounces. The iPhone 15 has 128 or 256, depending on what you want, a 6-inch screen, and weighs 6.02 ounces. But remember that? They'd only have 16 gigabytes, and you were like, well, now what? You got to get the little thing that you get, the card that you would put in to have any kind of memory at all.
Anyway, I was still grabbing.
Thank you, the SIM card.
I was still grabbing my BlackBerry for dear life.
Yeah, I was going to say, did any of you have an iPhone at that point?
I was still CrackBerry.
I was CrackBerry for a while too, man. I mean, if you were in sales, BlackBerry was like, oh, you're going to drag this out of my dead hands, man.
Yes,
that's but how I was.
I can't imagine now having a BlackBerry.
Sue?
I, of course, had whatever the Android version was back then.
Okay, Fred?
I had iPhones.
What did you, my first iPhone
not
was
at the very beginning.
My first phone or iPhone was also my it was the 4S.
Oh,
so this was before.
Yeah,
this was before I had my first phone.
Oh my gosh. Well, today, since Jane is here, I always talk about food. Today is National French Fry Day.
Hey!
Oh, come on.
And according to a recent report, this is disturbing, but probably accurate, the average American eats 17 pounds of fries per year. Jane, yes?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh, you're
I like
right.
fries,
she's sweet.
But I'm a sweets person. Yeah. But I like fries, but I don't do them very often.
That's pretty good. Fred?
I'm kind of like with Jane. I love them, but I just don't do them that often.
Interesting. Ethan, you're the Ute.
Oh, my gosh. If we're having, like, going over-under on this, I'm slamming the over.
There you go. You're making slamming out the average for us. Thank you,
Mike, Mike Elam doesn't eat anymore, so
no,
I'm not asking him.
No, I used to. I used to be a big fry guy, but now, yeah. Carbs,
I'll say this.
Carbs are my enemy.
This is probably carried, though, by people that eat a lot of fast food.
True.
And I'm a fry junkie, but I don't eat a lot of fast food. So, genuinely, I don't know if I eat that
17
much.
Pounds. Well, you'd have to know how much, you know, like a McDonald's large. Every
right.
now and then, one just thinks about a McDonald's large.
Well, first of all, they put sugar on theirs, and that's why I like it.
Is that it?
Wait, really?
That's the crack.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Across the entire country, Americans eat at least 5.6 billion pounds of fries. That's enough to fill 155,833 school buses. Not sure why we used a school bus, but that's what it is.
Because we have obese kids.
There you go.
It could fill a fat school bus.
Fries are the most popular in Virginia, where locals eat more than 21 pounds a year. Alabama is next, followed by Georgia and Maryland. Which one of these things is not like the other. And then we had 28 states preferring the basic, straight, and seasoned fries, and Missouri is part of that list.
Yeah.
But in Illinois, the crinkle-cut fries are the preferred style. Mm. I mean, if you have a good crinkle cut, that's fine. But I think I'm sticking with Missouri.
I'm not a crinkle
straight up.
I'm
Fred,
always a steak and shake fry. Those
the skinny ones are awesome.
That's my least preferred.
Oh, what?
Oh,
I'm with Jane. Those are so good.
They don't travel well, though. You got to eat them.
What about the waffle 100%. Fries? We waffle fries people?
Yeah. I'm not.
No?
Too potatoey.
Agreed.
Yeah.
They're dry.
I don't like the big potatoey fries.
I always get fruit at Chick-fil-A.
Fred?
I don't ever turn down a French fry.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I think, what about waffle fries? Not waffle fries. Yeah, waffle
curly fries are curly still there. Shoestring fries.
Shoestrings are my love.
Steak fries? Mm-hmm.
I like steak fries.
Yeah, I do
I
too.
Think I meant
too
steak
fat.
Fries.
Yeah.
I like
too
the
fat.
Curly fries from Arby's.
Oh, that's
Arby's
good to know.
Curly fries are good. But I also, Arby's and Rally's are my favorite fries.
Oh, that's fair. I'm a classic McDonald's.
There you go.
Yeah, I
can't go wrong with it.
And waffle fries only got love in one state, which is Colorado. So
those people are high. That's why.
63% of people agree that fries can be considered a main dish.
No.
What?
Depending on what you put on.
Thank you.
Chili.
Exactly. If you put chili on there. And the top seasonings range from classic salt or garlic powder to the less common Parmesan Old Bay. Old Bay is not a bad thought.
No,
I
Old
hadn't
Bay
thought about
is a
that.
Very good thing. I'm intrigued. On everything.
Yes, it's good. It's a Old Bay is a seafood seasoning, but it's really good.
Okay.
And the top dips, of course, ketchup, bleh, ranch. Yes. Cheese sauce and mayo. I like
cheese
mayo
sauce.
On there.
Cheese sauce. So hard.
Okay, now, it's National Swimming Pool Day.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And Jim Gaffigan does kind of a funny thing on it. Do I have time for it, Ethan?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, let's hear it. I like Gaffigan.
Speaking of swimming pools, my brother has an above-ground swimming pool. As if you didn't think I was white trash already. You don't really swim in an above-ground pool. You just kind of wade around with a beer. It's just like a regular pool, but not relaxing or fun. I guess I'll head to the deep end / middle. Woo! There is no graceful way to get in an above ground pool. You always look like you're sneaking into a giant cup of tea. I hope the Mad Hatter's not in here. But I love those above ground pools. It always looks like the owner couldn't make the commitment. You know, I like to swim, but I also want to destroy the value of my house. I need something to go in between the abandoned car and the refrigerator without a door. What to do?
I just like Gaffigan.
I do,
he's
too.
Hilarious.
Especially on a Friday. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, Slimer in the original Ghostbusters was originally going to be called Onion Head. And the early ideas for the title included Ghost Stoppers, Ghost Smashers, and Ghost Breakers before they finally settled on Ghost.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Busters.
Thank goodness.
Right?
Wow.
And that's it for Sue's News.
That's awesome. Jim Gaffigan, I always think of Hot Pockets.
Yes.
That's always my favorite thing from him. Hey, Paul Hall is coming up on the other side on 97.1 FM Talk. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Jane Duker still hanging out with us. And Paul Hall from Common Guy Film Reviews is joining us. Paul, how are you?
You know, I'm remembering back to the days as a youth. I swam in my above-ground pool.
Did you or did you wade?
Yeah.
No, we swam. In fact, we played football in the pool, and it was great because it was about 5 feet, and you know, a bunch of us teenagers would go and smash into the walls. Well, I got tackled into the wall, and I chipped a tooth that you can tell to this day that I chipped on the side of the wall. And then we went to the neighbor's in-ground pool and swam a lot.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was actually waiting for you to say when I got tackled into the wall and the wall collapsed and water
right,
went everywhere.
Yes.
And we flooded the neighborhood.
I had this thing with walls growing up. I got tackled into a wall there when I was in eighth grade. Playing basketball, I jumped a row of chairs and ran into the wall and broke my finger. It was this thing with walls and me. It never worked out good.
You know, Paul, don't put up walls. Walls are not good
no,
in your life.
No.
Bring the walls down.
They aren't.
Bring them down. Come on.
Better relationships, take the walls down.
Isn't that the truth? Matt, I am so excited that I get to do a Friday because I haven't talked to you in probably 2 months. So I've been
Nothing's
trying.
Happened.
Yeah, that is not true. because I'm always looking to binge, right, or find something to watch. But I've been hearing an awful lot. I haven't been to the theater in quite a while, to be honest with you. But I've been hearing quite a bit about this Superman movie, and we actually have a clip from it.
Your choices, your actions, that's what makes you who you are.
Superman is not a man. He's an it. Somehow become the focal point of the entire world's conversation. I will not accept that.
I really want to care, Paul. I really do. But in the words of Jody Messina, I think my give a damn's busted.
Well, you know, there's this thing lately going on in Hollywood. It's called insert foot into mouth and turn off half the population, which is really weird. I don't get it. I don't get why. But that said, let's remove that from the equation because we have to talk about the movie itself. And quite frankly, the movie itself is quite good overall. It takes a minute for you to realize that the DC comic universe has changed. In the past, in the DC universe, in the more recent past, it was really dark compared to Marvel's superheroes.
Yeah.
Marvel superheroes had fun.
Yeah.
And just kind of just you enjoyed the action. And yes, there's a lot of action, things blowing up, whatever. But it was a fun type of thing. DC was always that darker type of universe. Well, they went back to the fun with James Gunn at the helm for Superman. And after you realize that we are looking at more of a comic universe, comic book universe than kind of trying to make a big statement, it actually works. And I found, you know, of course, it kind of is diametrically opposed to what he's doing with the whole thing. But it is a beautiful to look at and fun type of thing. I was super skeptical. The first trailer that dropped looked ridiculous. And yes, there are points in this movie that look ridiculous until you realize this is feeling like a comic book. It's feeling to be a fun comic book, not one that is, you know, feeling like more of a comic book than what would be a graphic novel as we kind of make that delineation between the two. I enjoyed Superman for what it was. I enjoyed a couple cameos that pop up throughout it and make you chuckle and you have a good time. Yes, there's a scene after the credits and one in the credits. They're not groundbreaking, but it's fun. It's back to fun Superman. And for that reason alone, I would recommend Superman.
So this is not cool. Batman versus Superman train wreck that happened.
Not at all. You get a little bit of play of what has happened to this point to bring you to where you are, but it's kind of a reboot of the universe. And quite frankly, that is great to see. It's a reboot to take us a different direction with things. I'm not totally sold on this Superman, but I love Lex Luthor, played by Nicholas Hoult. He is really good in this thing. So that helps save the day a little bit.
So as long as we're at the theater, tell me about Sovereign. We've got a clip from that one as well to set it up for you.
Hello? 1-1, where is your emergency?
Exit 275 on 40. These guys just shot a police officer right on the exit.
I need to ask you a few questions. Maybe you can help me get to the bottom of what happened. Can you do that for me?
I'm a Dennis Quaid fan.
Me too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Are you a Nick Offerman fan?
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
You will be more after this. He is really good here as Jerry Kane. It's kind of inspired by true events. The story of Jerry Kane, who is I would say, like, a top dog in the whole Sovereign citizen movement, where, you know, people have a difference of opinion as far as whether you're traveling or driving a car where you need a license and all these little aspects of life in general. Jerry Kane, played by Nick Offerman, has his son Jacob Tremblay along, and he's homeschooling him. He's going through everything, and they go afoul of the law beyond just simply a mortgage payment missed. They totally go afoul of the law. Well, Dennis Quaid along the way plays a police chief, and he's training his son to get into the business, shall we say. He kind of is hard on him, as dads are on kids. And so they're kind of two contrasting stories going on the ways you raise a son, the way you go about life, the way you handle every moment of the day. It really is fascinating. the way it's brought together. Now, here's the kicker. It is kind of out of order. It's not a very linear movie, so you have to just be patient with it as it goes. The beginning will then take you all the way back to the beginning, and then you will get to where you come all the way back around to where we started. And it's a fascinating film. You can find it in limited theaters now, but you can also find this one at home, Mike. And I know you like to hang out around the house. This is a premium on-demand title that you could stream on at home as well. This is not happy-go-lucky like Superman, though, so please don't think you're going to come out of this one feeling good.
Nick Offerman, I'm thinking Parks and Rec. You know, of that kind of thing. So you would think happy-go-lucky, but not so much.
No, he's a very serious role here, and he's very good. I think this is one of the best roles that he's had.
Oh, wow. Right.
So there's new episodes of Trainwreck that are out as well.
Trainwreck is the series we love to watch.
I love Trainwreck. Love it.
Yes. That we got two in the last couple weeks. I don't think we talked much last week about the Cult of American Apparel. I didn't remember this. Did you, Jane? Did you
I
or
did.
Sue
I
or
mean,
anybody?
I vaguely remembered American Apparel.
Ah,
I had no idea how psychotic the whole thing was. That is a perfect train wreck.
I'll be darned.
I mean, it was the weirdest thing. Yeah, it was shocking.
Okay.
It's definitely worth seeing because it was just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a train wreck. I mean,
it was going up when everything was going down. He was making money when everyone else wasn't. But why? And what was the workplace like? If you want to talk about workplace horror stories, this one had workplace great stories and workplace horror stories all rolled into one.
Yeah.
The neat thing about these train wreck series, too, I mean, we talk about documentaries on here all the time. These are... hour or less.
Yeah, 48
minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that makes it
great.
Where
is it?
Netflix.
Okay.
They're both on Netflix. They've got a new one coming next week as too. And the other one that just dropped this week, The Real Project X, for those of you who go back to the movie Project X, and that whole idea of a party getting out of control. Imagine, you know, a little city, a small city. What's a good small Missouri city? Joplin or somewhere like that?
Even smaller.
And all of a sudden...
Yeah,
smaller than that, you think? What, Heron?
That's what it looked like to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like somebody's having their 16th birthday party in the Netherlands, and all of a sudden, everybody is invited and coming and going to be there. And the town has never seen a party like this. it wasn't the attention.
Well, and it came out, like it happened, a movie came out in 2012, Project X, which was just a destructive party. Okay.
Okay.
And so you got these kids, and the movie was like months old. So this is, you know, so this poor girl posts her, you know, on Facebook, which is what everybody used at the time, that she was having a party. Well, everybody glommed on and circulated it all over.
Oh, wow.
The whole country.
The country?
Oh, yeah. People bust in. It's a disaster.
People bust in.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Public officials weren't really ready.
Wow.
Public instead of private.
Invited
about 50 friends.
Tried to
she
cancel.
Click public, and everybody changed. Everybody forwarded it on, and she didn't know anybody there. Basically, her and her family wanted to get out of town when the party was coming up because it was getting psychotic. There's weird connections as you go through the movie of some of the people that blew up the party and how they may have met years later. You'll have to see the movie or the doc here to see what really happens. But it's worth it. These are both worth about of your hour of your time on Netflix. Just they're such weird, rare stories. And the last thing I have to mention before you get into whatever else you got here is every single streaming service, it seems like, has a new Idaho murders documentary.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sure.
Yep.
Hulu does, Prime does. I'm not going to give you one or the other that you want to check out, but if you want to go through the whole Idaho college murders case again, just about every streaming service you can go to has a different one.
Okay, you know what I want to watch, Paul, is that Jane Mansfield one that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah.
That her daughter did. And that's probably a chick documentary. I'm sorry to bring that up here, but I think it looks fantastic.
Story.
Yes.
It is
very good.
I've seen other documentaries.
Yeah, it's very good. We haven't talked about it.
Have you?
Yeah, so I definitely want to watch this
one. Okay, good.
Well, right. I made the mistake.
And it's good because it's her. It's her perspective. Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is the awesome part of it all. It's not just somebody like me making a documentary about James Mansfield.
Right.
The person who's making it has vested interest, wants to tell the story, and you don't get that very often.
True.
All right, Paul, we got to wrap it up here, but I got to tell you, I made the mistake of watching Old Guard on Netflix.
Old Guard or Old Guard 2?
I watched Old Guard 2.
Were you getting ready for Old Guard 3 or 4 or 5?
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't have gotten ready for any of it, is kind of where I'm at. That was that's a few hours of my life I'm never going to get back. And I'm one of those people that once I commit to something, I finish it, and later I go, yeah, that was poor decision making.
Oh, dear.
You know, sometimes you just got to cut bait.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's just how it is.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
Paul, I appreciate talking to you. If people want to follow you, how can they do that?
CommonGuy.com is the best way to do it.
Well, it's always good to talk to you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I'm going to try you do as well. Stay dry, stay cool. Whatever you have to do, make the weekend a good one for yourself.
You're the best. That is Paul Hall from Common Guy Film Reviews. We are going to talk to Frank Cusimano from KSDK on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today in 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. We have got KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano on the line with us today. Frank, I hear you are on the road, as Willie Nelson would say. Where do we find you today?
Well, I'm in Lake Tahoe, and we just saw the first round of the American Century Celebrity Classic.
Ooh.
And it's just fascinating because you look to your left and you see former...
Whoops, I think I lost you for a second. Are you there?
Mm. He sees a former something.
Hey, there you go. You said we lost you for a second. You said you look to your left and you see?
Jim McMahon.
Oh. Wow.
Playing golf without his shoes on. You look to your right and you see Ray Romano. And then you
see... Oh.
I know, it sounds fun.
I know. I was all excited to find out. So we got Jim McMahon, we got Jim McMahon, we got Ray Romano, and then we lost you.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I think we're gonna have to wrap it until you get a better place, Frank. But I'm very excited about for Frank to have the opportunity to watch Jim McMahon play golf with no shoes.
Yes. Why not?
I know.
I mean, in Lake Tahoe. I mean, come on.
Do you know
no one
what
can
I've,
feel sorry for him.
No.
What I've heard, though, is that Ray Romano is supposedly a very good golfer.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I like him.
So, Frank, are you still there?
Yes.
Hey.
There he is.
He's in. He's out. He's in. He's out. Were you impressed by anybody in particular today who was playing?
Oh, well, I think the one great story is... Steph Curry.
Oh, man, he keeps dropping these really great things, and then we don't get to find out what happened.
What a great teaser.
Steph Curry was there.
That's cool.
Yep.
We may have to end up hearing about them on Monday, unfortunately.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Frank, I'm sorry about that. I wish you were in a better place from a phone perspective.
Yeah.
I don't think you get in a better place than Lake Tahoe.
No.
That's right.
I mean, Lake Tahoe is pretty nice.
There's some pretty nice views out there.
Everybody has to tune in Monday to actually get the rest of the stories.
I know.
So, that's a cliffhanger.
What a tease.
That's a whole Paul Harvey thing for you. And on Monday, you'll find out the rest of the story.
There you go. I like that.
See, that could be fun. I can't imagine what it's like to be Frank Cusimano with a 40-year career in broadcasting, getting to go to all these places, rub elbows.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Bows with all the sports people, and then he gets a celebrity golf classic in Lake Tahoe. A,
sad.
What do you have to do to get Channel 5 to send you to Lake Tahoe? That would be the first thing I would want to know.
Well, but he's out there for other reasons, but happened to be able to go.
Oh, that's
so that's even
good.
Better.
Yeah, that's even that
it's
is
a win-win
better.
For everyone.
Yeah, so it's absolutely. Work and pleasure. You got to love that whole thing of how he makes it work out.
Yep.
We were going to talk to him a little bit about some of the sports. We already talked about John Kelly leaving the Blues broadcast, and we talked about the American women doing well at Wimbledon. I'm so glad to hear that your family did actually go ahead and do center court. Because on Tuesday, they were saying, hey, we weren't going to spend the money. But then they said, you only live once. Let's go center court. But they really enjoyed it, it sounds like.
Oh, my gosh. And it was so cool to see. And they say at the beginning, you can get really close to the practices. So you can walk up and you watch these stars hitting back and forth. And they're both wearing hats. I was just very Wimbledon-y. And my brother, who calls me every year, like 2 weeks before Christmas, and says, is there something you want? I said to him this time,
oh, there you
get
go.
Your sister a Wimbledon sweatshirt, please.
Yes.
So you're going to get some merch.
I hope so.
Oh,
that would be cool.
I bet Wimbledon merch is classy.
Right? That's what I thought, Jane. I don't know if that's real.
It's not going to be some cheapo sweatshirt.
I hope not.
I bet it's white.
I started to say.
Odds are
it's going to be a white sweatshirt.
So maybe you can go sometime.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would do that. That is definitely a bucket list. I would go to Wimbledon in a heartbeat.
Yep, me too.
I was excited about the fact of American women in tennis. This is like their year that we haven't seen since the Chrissy Everett, Maria Navratilova days.
Yeah, it's nice.
We haven't had American women do this well in tennis in quite some time.
Well, the sisters.
Well, yeah, the Venus.
Right.
Yeah.
And Coco Gauff. How can I forget that?
And Coco Gauff has done well.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm such a big tennis guy anyway.
Oh, I love it. I mean, breakfast at Wimbledon.
You can't beat it.
Can't beat it.
I don't play tennis.
You didn't even try? Like, I mean, when I was young, tennis was the thing.
It really was.
It was like pickleball is now. Yes. You know, everybody played tennis. My parents played tennis, and they had their tennis club and all that nonsense.
Yes,
and so everybody seemed to have tried it. I mean, I tried it. I was horrible. But
tennis back then was kind of what golf is now.
Kind of.
There were an awful lot of people. Like, if you joined a country club, you played tennis as much as you played golf back then.
Oh, interesting.
It was a big thing that they had that. Yeah. And you had Andre Agassi.
Loved it.
And what was it?
Stefan Edberg. Oh, he was so great.
Bjorn Borg.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Watch the documentary on Bjorn Borg.
Really?
It's really good.
It's
what, is
amazing.
That another 30 on 30 kind of thing?
I think it's a 30 for 30.
Probably. That's where I see most of the sports.
Yeah, and he is such an interesting person.
Yes.
And interesting. And then who was the boy wonder? The young
Pete Sampras?
No,
it was Agassi, wasn't it?
Agassi was there.
Before. Boris Becker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Boris Becker.
He's great, too.
Yeah, he's an interesting character as well.
But I used to love having the whole Jimmy Connors.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, what was his name who was always slamming the racket?
McEnroe
was such an a-hole.
I know, but everybody loved it,
but
though.
But you've got to have that person in sports, right? So Jimmy Connors was kind of the good boy.
Yep.
Which, I don't know. I don't know people from Belleville. They may say a different story of what he was like growing up. But he kind of had that role with the straight black hair and very straight lace.
Yep.
And then you had McEnroe, who was, are you kidding me?
Right.
Kind of stuff.
The hair.
Oh, I mean.
Just the hair in the headband. It's iconic.
Just yelling all the time and saying all this stuff that was completely inappropriate, especially at places like Wimbledon.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't do that. Yeah, you've got to have a little decorum here.
He had control issues.
You think?
Yeah, anger issues.
You know, that was before we were doing the medication.
Okay, who saw Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King?
I didn't see it, but
I saw it live.
I saw the clip.
You did?
I watched it.
Oh, really?
That's great.
Absolutely, I watched it. And that was wild.
That's funny.
How weird was that? You look back at it now. I don't know if once in a while you can see the footage. And it's weird. It's so 70s. Yeah.
Well, and that's something we can catch up on another time. But talking about where has Billie Jean King been with the whole men and women sports thing, you would figure she would have weighed in, but she didn't. And I can't drop that right before I go to break. So there you go, Jane.
Yeah.
It's been really nice hanging out with you today.
I know.
It's so nice to see you. Thanks for bringing gifts for Sue.
Yes, that was so nice.
That was so nice. Well. There were no snacks today, though. So next time,
we're
going to work on that.
She made me a charcuterie board with my new name on it, and it's gorgeous. So thank you, Jane.
You got to love it. Have a great weekend.
Happy weekend.
Sue's got traffic next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.